Business doesn't have to be as hard as you're making it. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Well-Oiled Operations. With over 2 million downloads, it's the go-to podcast dedicated to helping you increase your profit margins while getting your time back. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Whether you're a brick and mortar or an online business owner, it doesn't matter. I've got both, and I'll show you my framework to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. It's time to get your business less reliant on you. All right, we're talking four reasons why you don't want an integrator. Now, you may have read a very popular book that talks about an integrator. And I read this book, I enjoyed it. There are some things I've definitely taken from it and used, but there is this one strategy that I am not a huge fan of. And I'm going to talk about why I actually don't teach the integrator model in my business. Okay. So, first of all, what is an integrator? An integrator is basically the CEO's right hand. They work with the visionary to get things done, okay? Now, it sounds amazing. You're like, Stacey, why would anybody not want that, right? But I will tell you, I have seen it blow up in so many different areas, and that's what I'm going to share with you today, like what you have to know before you get into it, okay? Here's what I will tell you. It works really well until it doesn't. So if you're like, no, I have an integrator. It works amazing. Just watch what I'm about to say, and you might go, okay, I can see how this would make sense. All right. Now, someone is probably thinking, right, this is working, but this is what I want to show is how the relationship can actually do more harm than good. Now, number one, I want you to think about the role itself, okay? So first of all, I'm going to just explain what it really looks like. They are here to manage and catch all of the visionary ideas, right? So the CEO, they'll be assigning them to the right people, and then they follow up and make sure everything gets done, okay? So before you hire an integrator, you, the CEO, are doing that, right? That's what you're doing. You're the vision, you're thinking, and then you have to follow up, and you're not good at following up, so you hire this person to do it, okay? But here is the deal. If we can't handle the follow-up and making sure that everything's getting done, if it's too much for us, the CEO, why do we think we're gonna find some magical unicorn that could do that for us, okay? I have seen a lot of integrators get burned out and leave or start underperforming, okay? So that's the biggest thing is, like I said, it works until it doesn't. All of a sudden, you're watching a company have this amazing integrator and they left. Why did they leave? It's too much. It's just too much for one person. Okay. Now, number two, it's also risky. Relying on one person, one is the worst number when you're really trying to diversify and stay safe, right? Dan Kennedy says it is the worst number in business is one, right? What if this person gets sick or something tragic happens or they leave unexpectedly? What if they are amazing and somebody else recruits them, offering more than you can pay them? I am never a fan of putting my eggs in one basket. Do you know that the number one strategy right now to get new hires, they are saying, go poach people. Just go recruit. Go look at people, what their job, like on Facebook, what's their job title, LinkedIn, what's their job title. Just go reach out to them, find out what they're making, chart, like pay them more. There's a lot of people that will leave for more money. So you've got to be really, really careful. And here's the deal. You think, oh, they would never leave me. They would give me this crazy big notice. They would help me train. Not when somebody's offering them sometimes double in pay, right? You get a big company that you could never even try to put that salary or to match that salary. So relying on one person is always a really risky idea, okay? Number three, when they leave, it is a nightmare, okay? And here's the thing. It's your worst nightmare. You become the integrator overnight. And guess who has to train the new integrator? You do. Guess how long it takes? Forever, because they have to know every single thing about your business, every single person in the business, what they do. It's not as simple as moving somebody else up, right, to a specific role. Typically, you have to hire this role from the outside, okay? I mean, I just had a client who said, who didn't do this like on purpose, like it's just what happened. And the person left and she said, I'm doing all of the stuff that they were doing. Like I just can't, right? I can't keep up with this. So you've got to be really, really careful. Okay. Here's the fourth one that I've seen. It's really hard to demote an integrator. Okay. So let me talk about why you would demote an integrator, because that might sound funny to you. All right. Everybody has their strengths and of course weaknesses. Which role is this person actually owning that is their weakness? Okay. So I talk about there's marketing, there's fulfillment, there's operations, right? You may have heard me even discuss which one are you naturally good at? I am naturally the marketer. Okay. Who are you naturally? Now, we can be good at all three, but we naturally lean into our strength, right? And we definitely have a weakness. So the question is, what weakness is he or she owning as the integrator? Okay. Now, as your business starts to grow, what will happen is you will realize you can't have one person. Like this is why in big companies, there are CMOs, CFOs, COOs, right? Chief Financial Officer, Chief Marketing Officer. Any big, gigantic company you're looking at, those roles are split. And in an integrator situation, they are all of them. They are the C-suite, right? And that's where you have to be careful, okay? So my point is, when you start to grow, I had a friend who was growing, I mean, just the business was blowing up and she had an integrator and it worked so well until this situation, okay? So now she realizes she's not really a marketer. We kind of need to bring in a marketer, right? So they thought, no big deal. They'll just tell her, by the way, right? So think about it. You're the integrator. The company is blowing up. You're thinking, you're feeling pretty good about yourself, right? You're like, I'm helping this. And now your boss just says, you're actually not very good at marketing. We need to pull you from it. You're like, I'm sorry, what? I just helped you blow up the company. What do you mean? People get very defensive when you say you're actually not that good at this thing, right? So this person, she pulls them from like the marketing role, let's say. And actually she said to her, let's just say, you're actually really good at operations. So we're just going to have you focus on operations. We're going to bring in a marketer and we're going to bring somebody in who's head of customer success. Okay. What this person just heard, she's not good enough. She could be doing better. We've just taken away some of the jobs that we used to have on your plate. Okay. Now, I know from this specific situation, it was not good. This person was really upset. They felt like they had been doing something wrong, right? It is just hard to demote somebody when they're your right hand, okay? Now, with that said, you might be thinking, but I really do just want one person to be my right hand for now. Okay, well, to me, don't call them an integrator. Give them the right title and let them know, hey, at some point, we are going to have a CMO. At some point, we are going to have somebody in human resources, right? But right now, this is your real role and this is what we hired you for. Make sense? When you go in and you give them the title of the integrator, right? The person, like the CEO's right hand, and you take that away, there will be some awkwardness going on. And some people can get through it and some people will not be able to get through it, right? And now the person you never wanted to leave you is going, I'm not valued here. Because why do people leave? The number one reason is they don't feel valued. Okay. So if you do grow the business the way where you want it to grow, and hopefully you do, this is going to be your reality of having to have this really hard conversation with your number one team member that you probably don't want to lose. Okay. So you've got to be really, really careful with each of these. Now, one thing that we teach inside of Well-Oiled Operations is how to create individual ownership. You want somebody to own each department individually. Because if we're not good at marketing and operations and HR equally, right? We have our strengths. How on earth are we expecting to find this unicorn person who doesn't want to be an entrepreneur? She's good at everything, but no, she wants to work for somebody else. somebody who's good at everything wants their own business, right? So you want to make sure that you're finding them in their sweet spot and you want them to take that individual ownership by department. So again, one person to manage your marketing, one person to manage your fulfillment, one person to manage your operations, okay? Now, here are the benefits to this. When one person leaves, you don't have to find a unicorn who can do all of it, right? You're not like, well, you're going to be doing marketing. You're going to be doing operations. You're going to be kind of hiring a little bit in HR. Like, could you even imagine that job description, right? It's easier to find one person with one skill set. So this year, we really did have our marketing department head. She was recruited. Somebody came in, a tech company came in, a big tech company, I will not say their name, came in, offered her I was like, should I take this? This was like looking pretty good here. Offered her this insane amount and she left. And she's like, I have to, like, you, I know you can't even pay me this much, but I have to go here, right? Now, let me tell you, it wasn't ideal. I wished her well. We loved her. But it was a whole lot easier jumping in as the temporary marketing director than having to be the person that runs the entire business. Like, so hear me out. I was still not, like, it wasn't a great situation. I found out on vacation. I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be so much work on my end. But it was way less work than having her be the person running every single department, okay? So if somebody chooses to leave, you're not finding a unicorn. It's a lot easier to find somebody who's just good at marketing than it is to find somebody who wants to do all of the above. Make sense? Okay. Now, each department is staffed. This is the biggest thing I want you to see. Each department is staffed with a powerhouse in that skill set. So it ultimately explodes your business even more. I believe, like, if you're going to use the term integrator, I believe I have integrators in each department, which means I have even more power, right? Like, I have these powerhouses who are just like checking things off. And then somebody says, but Stacey, do you really want to have to, you know, talk to three different people and have three direct reports? But here's the deal. When those three are in their skill set, right? They are in like their peak performance in their department where they just shine. And I don't have to follow up with them. I trust each department. I know that when I assign something, it's getting done, okay? So it's not like if you're thinking, oh, the integrator needs to follow up. If you hire the right people, if you're using systems like we teach inside of Well-Oiled Operations, your people don't need crazy follow-up. They're accountable for their own actions. They have their own metrics, right? They have their own KPIs. It's built inside of the program. So instead of trying to fix, I think what happens is, you know, people fix like the symptoms instead of figuring out what the problem is in the business. I think the integrator fix a symptom of no follow-up, of people not being held accountable. But what I am trying to do is build a business where we go to the root cause, right? We find the problem and we fix it. So again, it's like, we don't need the crazy follow-up because of the systems we have set in place. If you're in our programs and you've seen the way we do our project management software, you're like, oh, that is the follow-up system, right? We don't need somebody checking in. Did you get this done? Did you get that done? What's happening here? Where are you at? We can glance at our project management software and we know what the status is, where they're at. Are they meeting deadlines? Our daily huddles are helping us figure that out. Sometimes a 5-minute daily huddle is all we need versus one person to follow up with every single person in every department and double checking everything. Okay. Now, department leads can, this is another huge benefit. Department leads can cover for one another if somebody is sick or on vacation. So if you have an integrator, and obviously I'm hoping you're giving them vacations, I'm hoping they're getting maternity leave, like I hope they get breaks, okay? If they get breaks, like you should be giving them, who is stepping in to help them? You, if you're, I mean, think about it, right? You are the one stepping in if they take a break. Now, if you have somebody who's head of marketing, head of operations, head of, right? you can say that these are peers, right? The CMO, the COO, these are peers with one another. And they can say, listen, I'm going to be on vacation next week. I did everything that I need to do, but here are the five things I need to make sure get done. Could you please double check that these are marked off, that this person does it? Could you just like pay attention to that, right? Somebody else can help. We just had a client who said, I just realized when people take breaks over summer, I'm the girl that steps in. So while everybody's vacationing, I'm working harder than ever because I have to be the temporary like integrator. Okay. I want you thinking about this as you go down this path, as you start naming people. The title is so important. All right. People, I mean, when your title is your identity. So when you title somebody with the integrator, right? And then you take it away at some point, that can cause massive problems, right? And when you title them correctly, it will really show them, hey, this is really what the role is. But in the meantime, I temporarily need you to take on some HR tasks. Is that okay? We are going to hire an HR person. So I just want to make sure you're aware for the next like X amount of months, this will be on your plate, but eventually this person's coming on board. Okay, yeah, no problem, right? They get it. The expectation has been set. So when you go to say, hey, it's time to pull HR, they're not like, what? What do you mean? Have I been doing something wrong? Like what's happening? It's like, no, it's just, oh yeah, that's right. You said this was going to happen. It's time to happen. Okay, got it. Great. Big difference in the way you communicate with the people on your team. Okay, if you want to see a copy of our org chart with those departments, so you can kind of understand what it looks like. If you're watching this somewhere, comment under the video, org chart. If you are not watching this or you can't comment anywhere, go to our Instagram at Stacey Tushel. DM me the word org chart. My team will immediately send you a copy of our pretty org chart where you can see what it looks like and how there is not one integrator at the top. Okay. Dangerous place to be, risky place to be. You just heard a bunch of reasons why not to do it, what could happen, and then also why we do it differently. Okay. Again, disclaimer, I am not knocking the book or the person or any of that. Okay. I am just sharing why people always ask me, why do you not do the integrator model? Like what's going on with that? Like, I just feel like everybody's doing it, but why are you not doing it? Okay. And remember, everybody isn't doing it. That's the biggest thing. When people say everybody's doing it, I'm like, actually not. Like when you look at the big companies, nobody does this, right? It is all the C-suite, the executives. So be thinking about that. Where do you want to head? What kind of business do you want to run, right? What are you trying to shoot for? And for me, I'm trying to build a real business, right? Like that's what I'm doing. And I'm trying to build in freedom and security and diversity. And this model gives you that. All right, comment org chart or DM me on Instagram at Stacey Tushel, org chart. You'll get a very good visual of what that looks like. And I hope that massively helps you understand. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And that's a wrap. If you're loving the Well-Oiled Operations podcast, then I know you would love our Well-Oiled Mastery program. It's a 6-month program for you and your team to help you get the business running like a well-oiled operation. We pull back the curtain and share all of our systems when it comes to marketing, fulfillment, and operations. We guarantee to increase your profit margins while reducing your time by 25% or your money back. Head over to welloiledoperations.com and get your business running like a well-oiled operation today.